Welcome to UPR Newsline. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. An independently organized TED event will be held at Utah State University this Wednesday. USU is among a select number of independent organizations selected to host TEDx events throughout the country. I spoke with the TEDx USU organizer, Dr. Scott Bates. He's Associate Vice President for Research at Utah State University.
It was pretty late that we eventually were accredited with a license for running the TEDx event. So it's been quite a rush this year.
So really, you have to apply for a license.
You do. Yeah. To have it be an official TEDx event, it is something that requires the TED organization to say, go. You can use our logo and you can leverage our name brand.
And so I assume there are a number of rules that are part of that licensing.
There are. In fact, the biggest one this year is the fact that we can only have 100 people in the audience to actually attend the event. So we ran a lottery this year for our 100 seats, and we've selected those folks, 100 members in the audience.
That so was it's one too of the late rules. If you wanted to attend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Although, I mean, our intention all along is to make this an annual event every single fall. So if the event continues on, and we hope it does, then we'll be able to have a bigger and bigger audience over time.
What is it about these TED Talks that people find so intriguing?
You know, it's really something. The tagline for TED organization is ideas worth spreading. And I think that the strength of TED is really that they take these incredible things going on all over the world in palatable, bite-sized, you know, 10 to 15, 20-minute videos. And so I think that's the power of it. I think the people who they bring in who have ideas worth spreading I think that's the key.
So I assume you were part of the selection process. Who will be presenting this year?
Well, this year we have four internal presenters, two external presenters, and we have two additional performances. The internal presenters include Carl White, who's a professor of psychology and the head of NCHAM.
He's an audiologist.
Jim Butcher is an alumnus of Utah State University and a former Rhodes Scholar who will be presenting here. We have a renowned world slam poet who's going to be coming. His name is Buddy Wakefield. We have Rhonda Collister from the College of Business. We have a student, actually. So one of the mandates that we had early on was students have ideas we're spreading too. And we were looking for nominations of students who could do this. And Taylor Halverson came up. It was nominated and was selected to give a TED Talk or a TEDx Talk. We also have Doug Lemon, who is the Utah State University Research Foundation's president. He's going to be talking about the WISE telescope, which has been mapping the heavens for a while now, and he's got some incredible stuff to talk about in that regard. We've got two performances this year, one from members of the Fry Street Quartet, and one, Christopher Gauthier from the Kane College of the Arts is going to be showing his photography work on autism, and we think we know it's going to be an incredible event.
So if you weren't one of the 100 that was selected to participate, is there any way to get a peek at what these TEDx presentations might be?
So after the event, all of these videos are given up and uploaded to TED. So you'll have access to them through our webpage, through the TED webpage, through the YouTube channel for the TEDx events, and they'll be sort of freely available to everybody who wants to see them.
Dr. Scott Bates is Associate Vice President for Research at Utah State University. He is organizer of the first ever TEDx USU event. It will take place Wednesday at the Utah State University Logan campus. That's UPR Newsline. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.